When dreaming, I'm guided to another world, time and time again. At sunrise, I fight to stay asleep, 'cause I don't wanna leave the comfort of this place. 'Cause there's a hunger, a longing to escape from the life I live when I'm awake.
So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Let's ask, can we stay? Can you take me higher? To a place where blind men see. Can you take me higher? To a place with golden streets.
Whoa, ha, ha. Whoa, ha, ha, ha. Whoa, ha, whoa, ha, ha. Whoa, ha, ha, whoa, ha.
Fuck it up.
Whoa, ha, ha, whoa, ha, ha. Whoa, ha, whoa, ha, whoa, ha. Whoa, ha, whoa, ha,
whoa, ha.
Why the allergies got my throat? It was hating. It was pissing all over my goddamn Chris.
Whoa, ha, whoa, ha, 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 ha.
There we go. Nigga. Thought you was going to give me allergens.
When dreaming.
Oh, welcome back to the Blackest Show About Nothing. It's Jaden XD. If you happen to see, we're actually video recording this for testing purposes, but if you happen to see it, just know that I am just filming outside of my closet. It does not mean I have gone back in. Anyway, hey.
Oh my God. You just came in wild, huh?
Yeah. You know, I came in like a wrecking ball.
Destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
like this week, mm-hmm. white people destroying things.
Mm-hmm.
And not
and
the
each
right
other,
thing.
Facebook.
Yeah. Something tells me. See, this is what I get for watching Veep, because what happened was there's an election brewing, and somewhere the Chinese got involved, and they just helping somebody out. I don't know how, but that's what happened on Veep.
Yeah. I think that you know, there wasn't a data breach so much as there was a data scrubbing.
Yeah, but they didn't scrub the right shit, nigga. And see, now that I'm going to the School of Culinary, I can now scream about all of the student loans too. Now I have a payment plan that's gonna pay them off in 6 months, but I just want you, but I'm still screaming for 6 damn months, nigga. I just want you to know that.
Still, that's it's schooling should be free.
And should one of the Chinese happen to get back up in them datas, feel free to scrub that shit, my nigga.
But anyway, we're here. You know, another episode. How was your week?
Ooh, hellish, nigga. So I had a kid homesick. And that is, it just doesn't hit the same.
No,
it doesn't. It just doesn't hit the same.
You're a kid, it's great.
Oh, that for more than one reason, because COVID and also because adult. Because, you know, I was on the phone with Nikki, and her daughter was out of school all last week because of some made-up holiday week that her school makes up. So, when nobody else was out of school. So she went back to school this week and Nikki's like, nigga. And this is her first year in school. So I'm like, you see why I sing the praises of every time they're all gone. The hills are alive
with the sound of silence.
Nigga. Ooh. I be in this bitch like Mary Poppins. I be in this bitch cleaning chim chim chimity charo nigga. I be making my heels click clack. I be singing. Yes. We don't have no chimney, but I'm cleaning it. Like I be in here having a fucking blast while they're gone. So when I found out when she was like, nigga, I was like, I told you. Can you feel a brand new day? It's different. And it hits different because all you remember is being hyped to be out of school when you were younger or having a sick day or whatever. And Noah's in here, and that's how I know she felt better today, because this nigga's set up all the dining room chairs and was like, mommy, screaming from the other room, come watch me parkour. And I was like, oh my God, it's time for you to go back.
Parkour! Michael, parkour! Extreme! Parkour! Parkour!
This is parkour.
Like, she set them this up in this weird circle of chairs and flipped them all kinds of ways and set up parkour movements. And I was like, oh, please, like, there's no place like tomorrow. There's no place like tomorrow. There's no place like tomorrow because your ass is going back to school.
You know what's interesting? You know, we watch random things on television because I've learned that what people on the internet recommend to watch is typically awful. Yeah. So I've learned to navigate my own entertainment.
No,
so,
no offense to you.
Yeah, no, some, because some of you, what's that shit y'all recommended to me? And I will never forget y'all, forgive y'all for it. It's some shit on Netflix. And mind you, Netflix, for the most part, be having the jams, you know, holler at us, sign us up, you know, hire us. But there's this one show. I was like, what is this, honey? Oh, that show that Amanda Sandberg should be in, but she's not.
What show? I guarantee you she's not supposed to be in this show. What you talking about?
It's the show about mixed kids, and they like...
Oh my God,
y'all know what I'm talking. I'm not being funny because it's true. It's about Vinny and
biracial hate.
It's like Jenny Lemon or something. I don't know. Jenny Lemon. Like, no, I don't
What's
know.
The
it's
show
called
about?
Something. It's about this Chinese Jamaican girl who moves to like North Carolina, and she gives like Julia Stiles in Can't Hardly Wait or whatever that movie she was in, where she was like a bitch, but she really
You're
was
not talking
like,
about The Little Fires Everywhere.
No. Hold
not
on.
The,
I gotta,
not the white people.
No, it's called it's like Euphoria, but like if Tumblr wrote it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't. Like, or like if Pretty Little Liars like came.
Please find out what the like, name. I need to look at this. Please,
hold
what
on.
Is the name of this?
Netflix. Jenny. Hold on.
Pretty Little Liars. If
God,
it was
what is
BET.
It called? Is it Jenny in Georgia? What's the? Yeah, Jenny in Georgia.
Hold on.
And there's like this scene where like her and her like brother or somebody or friend, they're having like an oppression Olympics like in her bedroom. Like,
wait, was that clip I saw where they? Wait a minute, hold on.
Where they were in the bedroom and he was like, "Well, I've been at the school and like I'm gay," but she was like, "Well, I'm black and Asian and I have."
Yeah, and
they were arguing
Olympics.
Over. Yeah, that shit. There's a couple of other things that the internet has tried to recommend me, and it just hasn't been good. Yes, but like you said, there's just like some people, some shit ain't funny.
No,
but I say,
and I don't care about. I'm not appeasing my child's jokes if they're not funny because we in training, so I have to let her know like,
yeah,
that's just not funny. Keep going.
Yeah, you got it. You have to humble your kids and your significant other when they try to tell jokes. You just stoic. Don't say nothing. Force them to come harder.
Yeah, you got to. And then when it keeps going, mm-hmm. that's why we've been telling her, like, you got to do like George could say. You got to know when to end it. Leave the room. Go mm-hmm. out on a high note.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you got to raise the child up or whatever y'all be saying.
The reason why I brought this up is because on Peacock, I know I talk about a new streaming service every week, but the only reason why I got Peacock is because it's free. So they have a show. You know they have American Ninja Warriors for like adults or whatever, but they mm-hmm. have American Ninja Warriors for kids. Now, I always think kids competition shows are more interesting because they're more innocent and they don't have anything to like, you know, like when you go on Drag Race or whatever, they're like, I need this $100,000 because, mm-hmm. you know, my house burned down in like Kuala Lumpur and I need, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's so some, and they all do it in front of a mirror. This is like, kids are like, I just want to win so I can stunt on niggas on the playground. So it's like, yeah, like that's more, you know what I mean? Like that's more for me.
Yeah, that's real.
So one of the episodes we watched, it was this little black boy.
On the show you were telling me was about?
On American Ninja Warriors, American Ninja Kids, yes.
Okay.
And the little boy, he was adopted by white people because he lived some country in Africa and they took his friend on some like preacher's wife shit. And then they came back 2 years later and got him.
Oh, like Marcus.
And then like Simmons, he just, yeah. And then like he learned English 2 years ago, but like they just kept putting, he learned English 2 years ago on his little thing. Like anyway, the point is American Ninja Warrior Kids is where it's at. Speaking of children,
no one wants to go on that show.
Yeah, she should. Parkouring and everything. I encourage it. I think it is healthy. These kids, you know, we were driving around yesterday, apartment hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. So we were in the neighborhood that we were in. It's like a lot of schools.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, it was like 9 o'clock in the morning. So we're looking and we were like, why are they out so early? Like, they had PE this early or recess. And I was thinking, like, you know, when I worked in like high schools and like schools on the East Coast, like, they rarely had like recess.
Right.
Unless if they were kind of like a uppity school.
Yeah.
Because they knew better.
I mean, there is, but sometimes it's just like in the courtyard, like, and not every school has one.
Yeah. And not every school has one, but I was.
But not every school.
But I was just like, you know, that's why what's wrong with these children? They don't have the space to just go run around and like burn off all that energy and sugary cereal and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like Doritos for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And ramen and hot Cheetos.
And a crown fried chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm. All to match your baby fat jacket.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no, 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 no.
So can I tell you a really bad story about what happened the other day?
I relish in these.
Yeah. I don't really have a lot of stories because I don't go outside. But this one was interesting. So we decided to have a little fun
mm-hmm.
and go on a day date.
Okay.
On Saturday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, we should, you know, do the cute thing. So we went mini golfing. Now, I like mini golfing because mini golfing is what my aunt used to take us. Mm-hmm. The one that taught me Groovy Ghoulies and all that is the one that took me, you know, all that stuff, right? So we go, and there's a bunch of kids and shit around. Like, you know, I can't be mad. Like, there's kids playing, and they're having birthday parties and shit there. I get it. Whatever. Can't be too mad. But what I did not expect was there was, you know, I'm already annoyed because white people always try to assert themselves and pretend like they don't see you in any facet.
Let me explain.
Especially when they don't have, especially when they have kids with them. So I was already pissed. I'm not going to go into that. But, you know, when you're in, if you play mini golf or putt-putt golf, whatever you, wherever area in the country or world you live in,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to wait and there's a line, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, you might be at par 8, but you have to wait for niggas yeah. to get to par 10 so you can get to our whole 9. Right. You know what I mean? So we're doing it now. The couple behind us is white couple. Well, the father was white and the mother was Asian. You know how that goes. It's Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
he has a fetish.
Right. So we I was irritated because they had a badass little boy, and I was like, the kid got bad vibes. I hope they know what's up and keep garlic around their neck. But all of a sudden, Chris points out, he was like, look at that couple across the thing. So we look at the couple. They were methy, okay? Like, on some, like, what's that show we watch? Love After Lockup, but with Sad Angela. Oh. But like, yeah, like that type. But the funniest part of the whole thing was that they were zooming through the course.
They were us trying to get out.
Yeah. So really like they. Yeah. So like they were just like hit one, next hole, next hole, next hole. And we were just kind of like,
chaos and negativity.
And that was our Saturday.
We had, you know, every time, especially this last time we went to go play putt-putt, we went to that Pixar putt-putt. And it was one nigga and his daughter that just decided that they weren't going to go in the order of the holes and wait on the line. And then he was letting his kids walk all over the platform. Then another family was letting their kids walk all over, like, whatever hole you was on. And me and Tristan got 3 words that we love to utter to people when they are out of pocket. What you doing?
Word.
And then when they act like they don't hear you, because you know they love to do that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Then you got to buck up a couple octaves higher with an excuse me, and then that's when they finally like start to move and get things done. But you got to when you hit a people with a what you doing, they don't really know how to move with that. They just kind of move.
Right. It also works for me because I don't have to say anything because I'm, you know, 6'3" and dark skin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It works to my advantage some days.
Not to mine, which is why I have so many damn stories.
Yeah, like I was reading like Twitter because, you know, everybody be thinking they're sociologists or going through something.
Yeah.
And so they were talking about how white people don't move out the way for you when you walk down the street or whatever. And I was like, that is very true. But also, I guide people, like, what, especially in New York, I will stick my hand out like this, and I will, like, direct traffic.
You better
like
rake
this.
These niggas.
Don't move, move, move. I sure will. Listen, this is New York City. And they will move, too. I will hold my hand like this, and I will walk straight this, and I'll be like this, and they will move out the way. Or I'll be like this, and they will move out the way.
No, I just keep walking on the side that I'm walking on until we even meet nose to nose, or you get your ass over on the side you're supposed to be on.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Because, see, I used to be upset until Jesus told me that I shouldn't be upset.
No.
So I used to be mad when people don't stay to the right and pass on the left. Mm-hmm. But then he was like, well, think about all, like, the West Indians and people from other countries who drive on the left side. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh. Mm-hmm. Well, then I can't be mad because they're going to be on this. And so then I would pass on. So I'm like, I get it. But then also, you see me coming down.
This is what I'm saying. When you see me coming, that's why I'm not moving. Like, if we are on opposite sides as it is, and if I'm on the left already or whatever the case, I don't care about that. Like, we already out of each other's way. But don't be in my way. And don't be walking wide-armed in motherfucking hands across America on the sidewalk, because that's the shit where I'm ready to cut you niggas up like paper dolls. Mm-hmm.
I also don't like when people walk in a zigzag. I'm like, you're not getting shot at by the police. Nigga, you're walking to the bodega.
My God, there's not an alligator chasing you. Why are you walking like this?
Right. Why a zigzag? This is not a drill.
I don't get mad. But when I tell you, when they be hands across America on the sidewalk, that's when I come through like a wrecking ball. That's
I used to do that all nigga, the time. Nigga, I be Tasmanian
devil
too.
Ballerina spinning. Break up your whole
I used to do that shit when I... Right. I used to do that shit when I worked in Times Square because I worked on 43rd and 8th Avenue. So, you know, Patreon, holler at us. $7 holler. Mm-hmm. Those who have subscribed and continue to subscribe, we appreciate you so, so much. Mm-hmm. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Please note that it is completely different content from Patreon and YouTube. Patreon is where we can say what we want to say, and YouTube is a place where YouTube will only allow us to say what we want to say. So, you know, support the brand, you know, and some also, you know, on our YouTube channel, we have our live show. 2 weeks ago, which is still streaming. You can watch the full hour. There's also clips of each individual sketch that we did. Bloopers are coming soon. A lot of cool stuff. Outside of Jaden XD, Getting Grown has a Patreon.
Hey! We got hated on because the same day that we posted the shit, we...
announced it.
We
Instagram went down.
They had an outage on the internet. But it's all good. You know, build up over time. Jade of All Jade's Patreon is no longer active, and that's because all of the content will live on Getting Grown, along with our season 2 coming with all, you know, with brand new content. You'll have your holiday recipes ahead of time. That ain't no lie. You'll have some live cooking sessions. We'll have a really, really good time. So, yes, check out Getting Grown's Patreon. You also get some extra interviews and you know, if you're into the smart people shit with Dr. Kia, there's so much of that going on. Conversations between academics. I won't be involved in that, and that's okay.
So subscribe to that. I will not be coming out with Patreon, but I will have some members only content coming straight to YouTube, so you can just subscribe there. But you don't have to worry about that just yet. That will happen in December. But I do have something secretly to announce that I don't want to say what it is just yet. Just know that something that you all came to love and enjoy is coming back in about a month or so. So. What? Yeah. So if you can guess what that is, she'll be returning in a brand new bottle. Yeah,
I can finally get my bottle.
It's a lot, and it's a lot different this time. I'm so excited for it so you can see it. It won't be just, you know, one option. It's a collection that's developing. So,
We also want to shout out more. LaToya Newton, the analog girl. She has got her first self-published book, Lose the Thoughts, Keep the Mind. How to Stop Overthinking. It's a self-help book, y'all. So, you know, if you are one, I don't want to, that's not the word I was looking for. If you battle with, you know, anxiety and things like that, it's not a replacement for therapy. It's just kind of some peer-to-peer advice. And you'd be supporting a black woman who has done this. It's been a solo endeavor. She has done this from start to finish on her own. And if anything, if you just want to support Toya Newton, the analog girl, we'll put the link in the description box.
Yes, exactly. Shout out to LaToya. I remember when she was on YouTube, Brown Girl Chronicles. Every time I see her, I'll sing the theme song.
That bitch cracks. But, yes. I will never forget her talking about knock kneed niggas.
Yes.
She's like, you just can't be out here talking to me and your legs is like the letter X. You just can't.
She is very serious about that. Yeah, she is. We valid though.
Don't email us if you knock knee, nigga. Cause somebody already told us they was like, I was a baby with a bucket.
You better guffaw at her pain.
I am screaming. Y'all know y'all can't send no stuff like that to us. We are not mature.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. So I have done, again, the internet has been on one this week, but I have, we should take a break first.
Okay, yeah.
And then
yeah.
I'll tell you all the things that I've discovered this week.
Okay.
Let's take a break and we'll be back after these mensajes. Hit it, Claude.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
What is it that makes Homo sapiens unique? How can we, in contrast to the animal world, live in sophisticated civilizations, develop unthinkably powerful technology, and deeply ponder challenging questions about the nature of reality?
And we're black. Guess who's black in the house? RuPaul makes really good music.
Yeah, but can I be honest? I feel like RuPaul when RuPaul raps, but RuPaul is Scarlet, and it makes me uncomfortable. It does.
Because she got two mommies, and you don't like her grandparents' love?
Yeah, I hate it, actually.
Have you started watching UK?
No. What is delaying me? I don't know what the problem is.
Because it's too much drag. It's just, it's a lot of
wow. I got too much drag.
It's a lot of drag at once. It's a lot of drag. I will say Canada's trailer looks a lot better than, they got more black queens on it. And two,
who hosted?
They got some money. You know, Brooklyn. Oh, but Jeffrey Boyer Chapman isn't on there anymore. They got Brad from Rachel Zoe.
Okay.
The Rachel Zoe Project, okay. Which I loved that show. It was so good.
Okay. Because I just don't want to see Jeffrey. I don't want to see Black Vampire all the time like that. Like, he's already going to be in the skits.
Right. I don't even think he's a part of this season because the other one, that lady that barks at you, like, she's not on it either. They Stacey. Brought on that other black girl who was, yeah. Yeah, her.
She's like, I really like your personality and your drag was, but you know, your drag, the runway was subpar.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
girl, just.
But they got the other black girl. Just sip some tea. Like
coffee.
Earl Grey, True North.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But they got that other girl that they used to, that they try to hoe out and make like Michelle Visage. But.
Oh, that's my new drag queen. Yeah. Earl Grey.
Earl Grey. Yeah. I had some Earl Grey macaroons the other day. They were quite tasty.
Nigga, them Earl Grey, are they from the same place we had before?
Oh, I don't know, but I went to the. I finally went to the Korean market in my neighborhood, okay. Which, by the way, fabulous. By the way, everything was fresh, and the fruits and vegetables section, like they had chopped up dragon fruit and shit, which was like $10. I was like, golly, but.
The fresh
watermelon was fresh. They had cotton candy grapes, which I think is a scam.
Yeah, I get concerned, nigga. Ain't no grapes outside of red and green for you, girl. I tried some other grapes one time and they were long and purple. I said, these are definitely GMO grapes. They're delicious and they taste like wine, but
yeah, so the cotton candy grapes, I also realized that maybe I'm too old to enjoy cotton candy.
Yeah, I don't like cotton candy.
Like, it would have worked when I was like 9, but like, no. Like, I bought them. They're tasty. Like, you know, people. TikTok. I blame everything on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever, like, truly logged on to TikTok and looked at what's on there?
A couple times. I usually catch TikTok videos and other forms of social media, but I am
same.
But I've looked a couple times.
So the young people have two issues. And I say young people because TikTok is clearly for the youth.
Oh, yeah.
And, right. And so they also share a lot of their information, like personal information that they should never tell anybody but God.
Yeah.
Or, like, report to, like, a Better Business Bureau mm-hmm. or, like, the government or mm-hmm. FBI. Because, yes. like, there's, like, what's the worst thing your therapist has ever said to you? And it'd be like, oh, they told me to kill myself because it's easier. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why would you share that with the world?
Right.
Like, report them. Or, like, they'll talk about, like, oh, the time I caught my ex cheating on me and how, like, they tried to set up, a form of coup to find out they were cheating. And it's like, y'all never look the greatest, like, after the story.
No. I don't.
And
they shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah.
I don't know, nigga. These youth them are strange. Not all of them.
The app called TikTok has quickly become one of the most popular destinations on social media, especially with children. It lets users create short lip-syncing videos, but experts are warning that parents should take precautions. CBS 2's Lisa Mateo has more.
They fluid with their sexuality, their energy, their personal
information. I don't give a shit about their sexuality. They just let be. First of all, like, about half of them ain't got jobs. And I'm just... That's really my biggest concern is y'all ain't got no
generation
jobs.
Vibes
and they just
generation
be like,
vibes.
Yeah, I just want to retire and like, I'm like, yeah, that's good, that's good. But I just want you to understand when you start complaining to me, nigga, about anything, just I ain't gonna hear it. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna hear
yeah.
it.
It's like, yeah, girl, I know the world is fucked up. I had to deal with this shit too.
You mad? You got to work.
Listen,
you got to go to work.
Right. Right. Listen, you survived Corona. I survived the 80s.
Let me tell you something. Okay? You never lived in the era of the white van. Free candy. Okay?
Okay. That in a coined phrase, okay. Can't we all just get along?
If you ain't had no like, tallow no. fat in your McDonald's french fries, then don't. Talk
That's
to me.
I was saying on the internet the other day. I was like, "There's a true test of sign of times." If you don't remember when they took out Olestra and shit out of fries,
let me tell you
and
something. Because I'm getting ready to get up on the internet and order myself some beef tallow, so I can fry me.
Girl, would you fry this in grease?
I'm just making beef me some fat. McDonald's fries. Who the fuck
exactly.
orders beef tallow?
Beef tallow.
Me.
Ma'am, your order of beef tallow, Amazon. Your beef tallow, it's on its way.
Speaking of which, I got to order some more Mexican vanilla bean paste.
Which is expensive.
Yeah, but I use
I only say that because I went to Trader Joe's. So when I was looking for apartments, we found a building that's right next to a Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. As soon as that apartment is available, I'm putting in my application.
Oh, I know. That's right, Queen.
I haven't even seen the apartment yesterday. I haven't even seen the apartment before. I just
next
know.
To Trader Joe's.
Yeah. What? Like, that is Shangri motherfucking La.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be, you know, Spirit shining its light and favor on me if I lived that close
okay.
to a Trader Joe's.
Okay, turn on the light from heaven, Lord. Shine
on me. That is because my homegirl, they built a Trader Joe's across from her building. So this bitch literally when I tell you, walks across the street, not across the avenue, she walk across the street, one light. And she's like, not one avenue light, nigga. One walk light. Trader Joe's.
Jay, do you know how close this Trader Joe's was to this building?
How close?
There's no parking lot separating it. Mm-hmm. It's the parking lot from the thing, and you walk through it to get to Trader Joe's. It's right there.
Whoa.
Hey Joe,
Like, it's like how you're building, how you have like that community or whatever. Mm-hmm. Right next door would be Trader Joe's.
Stop.
I don't have to cross a light or nothing. It's on the same.
Wow, nigga.
But I know.
Wow.
I know. I know. It's also very far.
Shit. I keep telling you to go far so you can get stuff.
I know. I don't need to live in Los Angeles proper. Mm-hmm. I don't need to live like downtown. I've noticed. Mm-hmm. It's like it's dirty and loud.
You just don't need it. Like once I get into the air, and listen, the closer you live to the Burbank airport, the more pleased I will be. Like no more LAX. Word. Sing your praises.
Word, because that is an awful airport. It is just.
Oh wow. I can order a gallon of Mexican vanilla bean paste. That is crazy.
How much cooking are you? Well,
I'm not ordering that. School, that's so $350.
So I went to Herbarium. Mm-hmm. It's a dispensary mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. And they tried to sell me a $420 like pack of four pre-rolled blunt. Mm-hmm. But it's like the Dola something. It's like 2 grams wrapped in like gold leaf that's been steeped in like cannabis oil for like 40 Whoa. Days or 40 nights. You know, those types. It's been like, because one of them was $50. So I was like, oh, you know, I just got paid, you know.
I don't need to, I don't need to do splurge. Nothing but roll me a blunt, nigga.
You know, but sometimes those, you know, just the experience, you know, just like, hey, I always wanted to try, I want to try Jay-Z's weed.
No, that's real. I had me a marathon blunt.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, or when we had Ice Cube's blunt, which was woo. But you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that was a good day.
Yeah, a good day indeed. But, you know, shit like that.
Do white people own this? This is Dominican vanilla. Y'all said it's Mexican.
Is there like a quality difference?
Mexican vanilla is the best. And I'm not just being biased.
It's not Vietnamese or Tahitian?
I really do enjoy Vietnamese cinnamon and Tahitian everything. Really Vietnamese everything as well. But no, like my primos and primas got it on lock with the vanilla.
I'm not mad at it. Not mad at it. I had Vietnamese iced coffee
my
a couple weeks ago.
Motherfucking favorite.
Well, yes, but I also made the mistake of drinking that at 2 p.m.
I can't have normal conversations with people. We had a conversation on Getting Grown about caffeine and what it did to Toya and Kia, and I was like, I'm sorry, y'all. I can't relate to any of this.
Oh, yeah, because you take 4 shots of espresso to the head like it's water.
It ain't nothing for you.
Yeah. But I don't know. For whatever reason, my eye pupils were dilated and shit. Like, Chris thought I did fentanyl. It was a lot.
What? Whoa. No.
I was shaking. It was a lot going on. It was no sexy drag queen over here. No. It was just, ooh, this is too much.
Yeah, and keep buying y'all's weed from the dispensary because California is on 7 right now with this fentanyl shit.
Speaking of, this is about to be a horrible transition. Demi Lovato has a show. Demi Lovato has a show about seeing aliens. It's a show about seeing spaceships on Bankhead, nigga. And it's on the Peacock Cock. And I watched the first episode because I had to. Because you're not going to tell me a person who has Demi's story and they also filmed a show about aliens, the doll has to watch.
No, that's real. I'm not me, but you can do it for us.
Oh, trust me, I did. And let me tell you, it is everything that you think and more.
I had this crazy experience that happened to me in Joshua Tree. It was this bright light. It kind of moved in like these weird ways that a plane wouldn't move. My goal is to find out what really happened. I'm Demi Lovato.
So she clean now.
Clean is not the term we should use.
Oh, what's the term? But,
a non-active user.
Oh, okay.
Or because clean imparts that they're a dirty person, which is not true.
You're right.
That's why you should never say like clean and disease free, because it's like people who have this, it doesn't make them dirty. They're just, you know what I mean?
Oh, I don't think I've ever used that phrase. Clean. Oh, well, yeah.
You know how like, yeah. But
okay.
Anywho, I don't think she continues to use, or I don't think she's actively using. But if she is, it would make a lot of sense based on what I watched. And you know, you gotta watch it. It's called, I don't know, Stranger Things with Demi Lovato. I don't know what it's called, but the point is,
you know, I don't think sometimes I just be thinking like TV executives just don't fully think things through before they do them. Like that's not, and I'm not, you know, I'm not shaming this girl's past or
no, it's, you know, optics that are very, that, but are
like,
very,
bro, like come on now. Like didn't she, wasn't like, wasn't her bag heroin?
Oh yeah, fentanyl. Yeah, that's why I made that joke. I was speaking of like mama had fentanyl.
Wait, it was fentanyl or heroin?
It was the fentanyl in with the heroin.
Whoa, hold on now. Wait a minute now.
Mm-hmm. How? Because you know heroin is her drug of choice.
Right. That's what I.
And I guess she got a bad batch.
Wow. Oh, she had a situation.
Yeah, that wasn't like she didn't actively choose that.
I didn't know, even know this existed. I just knew she had a.
Oh yeah. She and the most recent one it had you know, fentanyl in it.
Whoa, and she's still with us. Somebody shined like, we their almost light lost from Demi. Heaven's door.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's why if you ever listen to her song, "You Don't Do It Anymore." Which is a really good song. It's about her and her addiction.
I only know one song about her. That's the Wrinkle in Time, because Noah will be playing it.
That's it. I don't see her music is for you. It's not. But I was just like, that particular song, it's like, sing.
Okay.
Sing, Demi. How? Little white girl can sing. I'm not going to front with you.
No. She got a voice. She got a voice.
Attention listeners, this is a message from Jaden XD. After recording, it was brought to our attention that Demi Lovato has recently come out as non-binary. And while there is not much we won't find joy in making light of, gender identity is not one of those things. So we wish to be clear in saying that we have now been made aware of Demi's preference and will correctly gender them from now on. Thank you. Jaden XD.
And I don't wish for, because we was walking down the street the other day and just the leaners was like, it was out. Did I tell you about this? Who did I talk to about this? I was walking down and it was just crazy to see. I was like, I don't recall this much of a heroin problem in the Alphabet City. Like, we all know the Lower East Side.
Oh, you were in the Alphabet City?
Yes.
Or Lower East Side-ish.
Actually, where it was happening predominantly was Lower East Side. So, and it was just, you're always going to find some festive activities happening over there. But it was.
Oh, yeah.
As I was walking down the Bowery. Like, I would have to walk around to,
what,
like,
time of day was it? Was it early? Was it, like, mid-morning?
No. It was about maybe 8 o'clock p.m.
And the reason why I asked is because there is a couple of methadone clinics over there.
Yeah,
I used to work.
And a bowel remission.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so, you know, that's, well, you know, that's all commonplace. Especially on the Bowery.
Somebody hit the lottery that day and then, like, hooked up all their homies. Because when I tell you every couple of steps I had to walk around, because it would just be leaning in the middle of the sidewalk, leaning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually we catch a lean on the train. A nigga is sitting down and he's leaned all the way over. And can I be honest? Is this a safe space?
It's not, but continue.
Because this is about to sound real fucked up. But okay. I am so impressed by the hair rod lean. It's like it's on Michael Jackson. Annie, are you okay? Like it looks like that broom challenge that niggas was doing on the internet. It's like scientific. It's fascinating. It's sad. Let's be very clear.
Oh yeah.
It's sad. But it's just fascinating that it can go to that extent without a fall.
Yeah, my old client, Lewis, has passed away. When he would come from treatment, listen, Annie, Are You Okay had nothing on him.
Oh, like, yeah.
Like, the lean was serious. He also used to date Lisa, which was interesting.
No,
yeah, and he also used to run the largest heroin ring on in Hell's Kitchen.
Mm.
So, there's that. Mm. You know, RIP to a real one.
That sounded real fucked up, huh? Yeah, it did. But...
you know, just because, I mean, yeah, I mean, the lean is it's what happens. I mean, and it's unfortunate because of the fact that most of the people who are active users who are doing that don't necessarily have places to live.
No.
Speaking of,
oh God,
holy shit. Today, so,
Lord Jesus.
No, because, so, I don't know if you paid attention. So when you come to my house, the block before, and I've talked about this on the show before, like how they have the encampments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I said how LA has a real bad, has a homeless issue in the fact that they refuse to cough up money to house people because evil. So because they're, you know, the Olympics are coming. And I knew they come in like 2 years, I think. Or 2 or 3 years, 2024.
Ain't they every 4 years?
Yeah, but remember, we didn't have a year.
So,
remember 2020.
So I don't know what it's a leap Olympics. I don't know, but
we're supposed to have the next one's supposed to be in 2024.
Okay,
I don't know if LA is 2024 or 2028. But the point is the fact that they got to do some cleanup.
Yeah,
and you could see it starting and. Which you see groups and stuff being forced and pushed out. There's so many notices. And when I watch the news on Good Day LA, shout out to Brooke Thomas. Hey.
Hey, Brooke. Brooke on TV.
And exactly. And it's sad. Like they have these, they've done like these reportings of these reporters following like these artists and musicians who like live in on Venice Beach or whatever. And you know, who can't necessarily afford their own necessarily brick and mortar place to live. So they just live on the beach. Fine, whatever. But they've been following them, seeing what's been happening to them. You know, the city's not necessarily doing what they're supposed to do to, you know, put them in housing. And also, housing is one of those things that like, you can't just give people a house and be like, here you go, thrive. Mm. No, it don't work that way. Like, that's like, you know, when you give somebody something and they're not used to having nothing.
Yeah.
And so they just fuck shit up.
Yeah.
Because of whatever reason.
Like children.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that, but it's just like, if I have been socialized enough to live in a park for 20 years or on a beach for 20 years. Hey, why would I go live in a house? And two, I wouldn't know how to do that. Like, that was a huge problem that I had when I was doing social work, because like I one of my favorite clients who lived on the train for 25 years, so finding him in a place, his own apartment, was hard.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and it's like housing isn't just one of those things. Like, yeah, just house everybody. It's like, yeah, but at least a little bit more. You know.
Yeah. The problem with this, especially outside of the fact that they just need to do this, they need to provide housing or figure out some kind of way to assist these people who need it. Mm-hmm. Y'all just about to shovel them out with a big ass mm-hmm. boulder or whatever that shit is mm-hmm. that got that big push shit on it, that big tractor shit.
Mm-hmm.
They about to push them out like that. They ain't gonna have nowhere to go. And it's going to create issues other places. And it's all for these rich people to benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Some fucked up shit.
Let's take a break.
You got some lovely break. Transitions today, friend. My God.
You're welcome. Listen, I'm just trying to move the show along.
Yeah.
Trauma Mirror. Commercial break. Do like that's what she do. Let's have something traumatic and then come back with like the main stage music. Cover girl.
Put the bass in your walk.
Your walk. Head to toe. Make your whole body talk.
Boop, boop, boop,
let's take a break. Hit it, Claude.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Many reasons why we humans demonstrate an immense behavioral complexity, but one reason is our unique syntactical language. The term syntax refers to the set of rules which governs how words convey meaning. For instance,
and we're back. So, before we go on, I do want to shout out to one of our listeners, Melanie. So, she has been going through something medically, and we want to offer our support and love. I will post you could follow like us and see her Twitter account and stuff so you can see what's going on. Don't want to put their business out there just because I'm not sure if they want that out yet, but just know that, you know, send all the love and support that you can to them, okay?
Yep.
With that being said, what are some terms that you find funny?
Oh, anytime somebody uses the term fuck on. Like, I'm gonna fuck on you.
I'm gonna fuck on you. And I'm gonna fuck on me. Monifa, a pioneer.
Fuck on you and stuff like.
Yeah.
It brings me up immense joy. Immense joy. Where did that come from?
Okay. I have somewhere south,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, southern.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm sure some nigga with big teeth, a big grill said it.
What
come
about
on,
you?
Big mama, let me fuck all you
let
real
me
quick.
Fuck all you real quick. I gotta let you know that I'm trying to fuck on you. You got some good dick, don't waste it, nigga. I know that bitch you fucking with, that whole basic nigga. Ain't the type of bitch that's gonna chase it, nigga. They was fucking on each other.
Yeah. When I was...
Because I just picture like a lion. Like, what is it? Mounting?
Yeah.
It just gives me a mounting visual.
When I first moved to New York, one of my first friends, her name was Tanasia, and she used to say something all the time that used to crack me up, and other people say it, but in relation to sex, she'd be like, oh, they went to go get their butt done. So I'd be like, So obviously in my head, I'm thinking BBL, but I didn't think, you know, but then all of a sudden when I think butt done, I have this weird image of like a butt going to like a salon and getting like tendril curls.
Or
like,
coral.
Like the lion in The Wiz when Fleetwood got his mane. Like, I just think that with like a butt. So I was like, when she get her butt done, it's like, oh, like at 2:30.
Her butt was gonna get some straight bags or some knotless braids.
Yeah. Rimmy yucky.
Can you imagine the butt walking into the beauty supplies?
Yeah.
You got any more number four?
Right. Or have you ever seen that video of Simone going to the beauty supply store? No. And just heard her like geesh. Think about like a butt in drag just going to Sally's beauty supply store.
Oh God, why is that so funny?
Oh, butts in drag.
Oh yeah. God. Yeah. I was talking to Whitney. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, this is not a phrase that she heard in her house. It would just, you know, just be in the streets or whatever. But cotton picking.
And so she, now you wait a cotton picking minute.
So she said she went home and one day she finally was able to use it. And her mother goes, absolutely not.
Yeah. And her mother is so nice, and so I know.
She's like, no, absolutely not.
Hey, like, no, she told no, me that the no, other day. No.
She told me that the other day, and I was down.
Yeah. You just wait a cotton
you
picking minute.
You just wait a cotton picking minute.
No, that's just say what terrible. It is. You hold on a nigger ass minute right there.
That's my favorite one. Now, wait a nigger ass minute. That's why when you know how to cuss, you're able to add all kinds of stupid shit in there and make it work. And let me tell you, it starts from a young age because I'm about to disclose to you all some more of my, you know, supreme mothering. So.
Mm-hmm.
Noah be trying to test her little free limits. So she gonna come into the room yesterday. I had given her some cucumber, apple, pineapple juice, you know, to I'm just trying to nurse and hydrate and all those things. So delicious, by the way, nigga. Delicious. So so she comes in and she's like, Mommy, I finished that juice you gave me. I was like, good. I was like, you need to keep hydrating yourself. She was like, and then, you know, I thought I was supposed to be going to put the glass in the sink. She goes, but for some reason, I almost put the glass in the trash can. And she said, and I am not exaggerating. She said, and I asked myself, now why the hell would you put that glass in the trash can? And you know my initial reaction is always stop cussing, but I was when she left, I was so impressed because it wasn't just like the proper context; it was the flow of the what the hell, like because you know as a people, we have a very melodious way of. Mm-hmm. making that flow out of our lips. And so the fact it just flowed, she said, I asked myself, why the hell would you put that in? I said, it's just the natural flow and rhythm in which I appreciate that you'll be able to use in a few more years. But get the hell out of my room.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. That is so funny.
It's just a natural.
Now, why the hell did I thought
of? Why the hell was I about to put that in the trash can? What, girl?
That is too funny.
She's so aggravated.
I love it. I love it. Let her be free. Shook. Learn to cuss these niggas out at an early age because that's where it starts.
Okay. I'm gonna tell. Learn you gotta start cussing niggas out in the third grade. That's another one that takes me to groovy.
Mm-hmm. Third grade is when you start having to curse out niggas.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
That.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That is when
it's the third grade. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's when you learn third to grade clap is back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Third grade to read a nigga pipeline is right there. Mm-hmm. Because they need to know. Yeah. Because people, when you get to the third grade, 8, 9, that's when you start to get a little feeling yourself.
Because
it's like, I'm not a toddler anymore. I'm not a little kid. I mean, you still are, but right. You know what I mean. Like, you get some sense about you a little bit.
I ain't no little kid no more. You mm-hmm. ate though, and mm-hmm. you know, can't
like
really
you ate,
home by yourself.
Nine.
I'm trying to think. Third grade was cool. Fourth grade was cool. I had to establish myself in the fifth grade with Christina Coleman. Because mm-hmm. Christina Coleman says some slick shit, and I have always been this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I told you this story, because Christina Coleman says some slick shit, and Christina Coleman's like, don't talk about my figurative mother, because I'm going to talk about your real mother, especially if I've had access to her, because that's just the type of nigga I am. So mm-hmm. she says some slick figurative your mama shit. And some other shit about me. And I was like, yo, Christina Coleman, your mother rings up my mother's groceries. Because she worked at the local supermarket. And while there's no shame in any grown person having a job, it just felt like the proper comeback at the moment.
Your mom is so fat. Your mama is so big and fat that she can get busy with 22 burritos. But times are rough. I seen her in the back of Taco Bell with handcuffs. The sack back.
And when I tell you me,
that's why your mom is the help.
Me and Christina Coleman fought, nigga. We got outside and it was head busses, nigga. We was fighting. But don't say no slick shit to me, because I'm gonna say some nasty ass slick ass shit back to you.
Right. Hey, I'm about to Lil Nas X you all the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying. I told you I've been this way. That's why I can't help but laugh when other people troll properly. When that little boy told my mm-hmm. sister, and my sister got his ass good back, because I was like, you better go get his ass. But when that nigga told my sister, why you wearing ankle socks and you ain't got no ankles?
Oh my God.
If the troll is proper, nigga, I am appreciating.
Oh my God. That's how you fight.
Oh, no. She beat his ass.
We've upgraded to hands now.
But before I could egg her on and tell her to go take care of this nigga, I was like, oh my God, that was funny.
Like, ooh, bitch, you got your gun.
Like, ooh, shit, bitch, you better go get up. Get that nigga, because that shit was funny.
Get that cotton picking.
Get that cotton picking. You better get up in a cotton picking minute. Terrible. Terrible. Terrible.
With that being said, it's time to end the show today.
Is it?
It is an hour. We got, listen, scientific proof shows that people don't listen beyond. Listen, we have to be efficient.
Okay, well, we were efficient with nothing.
We'll do long stuff on Patreon and stuff. And if you want to watch this in live and video, you could just subscribe to Patreon. It'll be right there.
Oh shit.
We didn't do anything bad this week. So.
Oh my God.
Right.
This world is on fire.
Fire.
This
fire.
World is on fire.
Do you have any parting words?
Sign up for the Jaden XD Patreon. Sign up for the Getting Grown Patreon. Love your mothers, call the people who raised you, love on your niggas, and go fuck on somebody.
For a cotton picking minute. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Yes, we're moving.